Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Perry Smith. We're talking D-West girls basketball. The Lady Mustangs 14-5 on the season. They finished 10-3 in the Twin Valley League, had their final game of the regular season canceled against Troy last night, so just one game to visit about and a good win. Turned out to be pretty tight, Coach, at home last Friday night. You defeated Lynn 48-45, so certainly good to get things continue, I guess, going in the right direction here heading into the postseason or whatever lies ahead. Tell me about the game last Friday.
Well, I thought, first off, I thought Lynn played really well. I thought their young coach, Coach Kuhlman, I think he does an outstanding job with them, and they're getting better, and I thought they played real well, and we didn't play great, but we played well enough at the end to get the win, and I think we shot 22% for the game from the field. So for us to grit out a win against a quality team, I think at that time they were a 5 or 6 loss team, so they had a quality team, and for us to find a way to win, I thought was a good thing.
Well, and actually, I was looking back through your schedule, and you haven't been in a lot of games like that this year. I mean, I think you beat Riverside by about 6, like the second game of the season. But, were you happy with the way the girls, and you kind of talked about it, but one of the few kind of maybe pressure situations late in the game that they've had this season, right?
It is, and we needed some of that, no question about it. Both of our games with Hanover were real close. The scores maybe ended up 5 or 6, whatever, at the end. But, we weren't able to win those. So for us to gut out a close win was a good thing. And, the other games haven't been as close. So we needed to see that. And because, going forward, you'll have definitely have them type of games going into postseason. So we need to see it. And it was good for us to get one out. And I was most pleased with finding a way to win when we just didn't play well. And to their credit with that, I thought they did a nice job defending us and playing. It was good to find a win in that situation.
Pretty crazy. So with the game canceled against Troy on Tuesday, your next game scheduled right now is not until a week from Friday, March the 4th. You have a first-round bye as the number 2 seed and awaiting the winner of Frankfurt and Onega. March 4th, that seems like a long time away, and I know you're still keeping the options open to maybe even add another game this week, right, to try to avoid that long, lengthy layoff before the postseason?
We are. We're working at that. We worked on it, yesterday afternoon, and then today we'll work on it again and hopefully be able to find something. But if we don't, we've got to play what's ahead of us. And 14 days is a long time. But our girls, our identity set. We're not a team. We've been to the state tournament a year ago. They know what it takes. So that's a good feeling, for us to have that experience behind us. But we'll work to try to find one. But if we don't, we're going to have to get ourselves ready, prepared for the next 10 days here going forward to prepare us for sub-state, and especially playing on that Friday, Saturday. So, when we come back playing Friday, Saturday, that's gonna be an adventure in itself. So we'll see what happens and kind of go from there.
Well, it's been another great season to this point. Hope you can find somebody to play, and then best of luck in the postseason. Coach, appreciate your time to join us here on the radio each week.
Hey, we appreciate it, Justin. Thanks for all you guys do as well.
Perry Smith, head coach of the D-West girls. We'll talk Mustang boys hoops after this timeout.